Good afternoon. My name is Tanya Roberson, and today I would like to talk about how my team and I in Chicago, Illinois, on the South Side, developed a program to help communities help themselves through a culturally tailored peer nutrition and diabetes education program. I have no relationships to disclose. I want to first start with why we chose the South Side of Chicago. We chose the South Side of Chicago because we felt that it was ideal for this project. The South Side of Chicago is a major part of the city of Chicago, and it has 42 community areas in which 87% of the residents are working class African Americans. They have the highest rates of diabetes. Just on the South Side of Chicago, there's over 35,000 African Americans with diabetes, and 3 out of 5 don't even know that they have the disease. The South Side of Chicago does have its challenges. They have a lack of access to healthy foods. The residents' nutrition and diabetes knowledge is limited, and there are high unemployment rates. But in the midst of these challenges, the South Side of Chicago also has an abundance of community resources and healthcare institutions. They have strong family support and family ties, and they have community resources like the local farmers market to help individuals combat diabetes. Now, this peer education program is actually a program that stemmed from a larger initiative that I was a project manager for, that two physicians from the University of Chicago developed, called Improving Diabetes Care and Outcomes on the South Side of Chicago, or the South Side Diabetes Project. This project is a multifactorial collaborative model of 4 federally qualified health centers and 2 academic medical health clinics from the University of Chicago. And their main focus is on African Americans on the South Side of Chicago to address the many causes of racial and ethnic disparities using 4 main components. Those components are quality improvement, providers training, patient education, and community linkages. I highlighted community linkages in red because it was a very integral component of that larger project, because it promoted sustainability and offered linkages to community resources for the community members. We had a lot of community relationships with the Southside Diabetes Project, but we didn't want to just have these resources and just tell the people in the community about these resources and say good luck. We wanted to be able to have like a warm handoff to give them financial support, because it's expensive to be a diabetic, real life skills, and to educate them. So one of the PIs of the Southside Diabetes Project, Dr. Monica Peake, believes that there's power in the pad, and that whatever a doctor puts on a prescription pad, the patient is more likely to follow those instructions. So we developed the Food RX, and you'll see a picture of it on this slide. It's actually a prescription-like pad with instructions and diet instructions and diet, like a prescription-like checklist with diet recommendations. You see there's low-carb diet, a low-fat diet, high fiber, and low sodium. So the physicians from the 6 fairly qualified health centers pass these out to their diabetic and non-diabetic patients, because those diets are something that everyone should eat. And on the back of this coupon, or this prescription, there was a $9 voucher that we've already set up to be used in the Walgreens stores, and we thought it would be ideal for the farmers market program. We chose the 61st Street Farmers Market because it was in the catchment area of all 6 of the clinics that participated in the Southside Diabetes Project. The farmers market works, the 61st Street Farmers Market works diligently with a lot of other community organizations to test and advocate for models to provide access and to increase access to vulnerable communities with healthy, fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, on the South Side of Chicago, the farmers market was usually really misutilized by African Americans because of the stigmas. They thought that it was just for bougie people, or that the food was very expensive, or it was just for rich people. But the farmers market actually offers financial support and viable ways to pay for food through the Double Links program for link holders. They give away market bucks with the Food RX and the double value coupons. They also provide linkages to other community and social resources. They offer free cooking and fitness demonstrations. They give free food tastings and disseminate healthy recipes. And this market is in operation weekly every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 2:30. And even in the winter, they go indoors. The purpose of this study was to culturally tailor, to develop a culturally tailored nutrition and diabetes education training program to educate African American community residents on the south side of Chicago to provide peer education tours at a local farmers market. The specific aims were to assess the feasibility of conducting peer nutrition and diabetes health education tours at a community farmers market, and to assess the peer educators' changes in nutrition and diabetes-related knowledge after the training. Now, when we began this program, at no time did we forget that many other community-based strategies have been developed to provide nutrition education, but they relied on volunteer or paid health professionals such as dietitians, certified diabetes educators, and other professionals, rather than community members themselves, in which we thought that they would be the best and be in the best place to actually present peer education. We started by developing a culturally tailored, community-specific peer education training program that was actually guided on the premise of an already established old African American proverb, "Each one teach one," which was organized in the United States during slavery when one slave learned or was able or taught to read, it became his duty to teach another person, and then that person taught another person, and that person taught someone else, and it became a passing of continuous and rippling effect of education. The training curriculum was developed by our team and certified diabetes educator, and we had training scripts for each educator to follow during their tour. We designed a 1 2-hour training session, which was held on campus at the University of Chicago, which included role play to increase the educators' nutrition and diabetes knowledge skills. After developing the training program, we held an interest meeting, and we passed out interest letters all over the south side of Chicago, inviting community members from various arenas, such as graduates from the Southside Diabetes Project classes, other community and partnering organizations such as Northwestern University, and we have one of our health educators here with us today. We had community partnering organizations and the university non-medical staff. Actually, one of the young men, he actually worked in housekeeping, and he came to this interest meeting because his family had diabetes, and he's actually one of our star community educators now. The only eligibility that was required was that the participant lived on the south side of Chicago, attended the interest meeting, was willing to learn and wanted to help others in the community, and enjoyed working in the community. We recruited 35 community-based members. After and before the class, we presented them with pre and post surveys with 25 questions, which were closed-ended in 4 domains: healthy eating, nutrition, reading the food labels to use them as a guide for healthier shopping, and to increase the healthy shopping skills. We evaluate the pre and post tests, restricting the samples to only the 24 participants who completed both the pre and post surveys after the training, and the McNamara statistical test was used. This slide reflects the demographics of the 35 recruited peer guides. The majority of the trainees were African Americans and female. The average age was 45 years old, although our youngest was 18 years old. Approximately one-third were diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and 14% of the graduates of the Southside, and 14% were graduates from the Southside Diabetes Education class. From the test questions, we saw a significant increase in the trainees' knowledge about healthy eating. When you see here in red, for example, what one serving size of bread is one slice, how many servings of vegetables a person should eat each day. In this slide, you can see the decreases in the trainees' knowledge when asked, what was the healthiest cooking method, frying versus poaching, baking, or broiling, and to identify the correct portion sizes. In this slide, we saw increases in the trainees' knowledge about general nutrition, the role fat plays in a healthy diet, the health risks associated with high-fat diets, and the nutritional content in orange juice. Now, we were surprised to see no change in knowledge in the areas about fiber and carbohydrates and sugars, especially since this was a nutrition and diabetes training program, and those are areas that were directly related to diabetes. We saw a significant decrease in several areas of trainees' knowledge as well, in health benefits of fiber and nutritional composition of starchy foods. Now, interestingly enough, we saw significant increases in the trainees' knowledge about when reading food labels and using it as a guide for healthier knowledge, for healthier shopping. But not in shopping for fruits and vegetables. Our team actually developed this training tool. We made the survey up ourselves. It wasn't one that had been tested, and the questions were not taken from an evidence-based training tool. Therefore, we feel that the knowledge piece that showed decrease in the training's knowledge responses was more likely due to the construction of the survey questions, although we are now modifying our test questions to refine them for future use and for more reliability. To date, we have over 1 year of partnership with the 61st Street Farmers Market. We have trained 24 lay health educators, but over 250 community members have actually completed the tour and received a farmers market membership card. And we also use this card to encourage return visits and to use other resources that are offered at the farmers market. We have increased number of returning participants, and the community members now can act as foot soldiers to increase nutrition and diabetes health awareness and build positive relationships. In this slide, you can see in the right corner where you see the chef, the community, Chicago Community Partnership for Health selected the farmers market as one of the 2014 Chicago metropolitan area sites to showcase our innovative and community organization and academic institution partnerships. We've gotten plenty of visits from local aldermen such as Willie Cochran, Pat Quinn, the state representative. Next year we're going to ask Bruce Rauner to come out. We visited the farmers market and given favorable reviews of our peer education program. Our team even witnessed Governor Quinn signing and approving the legislation support for the farmers market. In conclusion, a culturally tailored nutrition and diabetes education training program in an African American community can be successful if well designed and properly supervised. It fosters fulfilling relationships within the community. It increases recognition for the project. It allows community members to appreciate and be influenced in a positive way, and it links community members to other social and health resources. I want to give special acknowledgement to our huge team and sponsors, and this is another one of our team members here, Robert Milkind. Thank you, and visit us at www.southsidediabetes.org.